USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein was honored at her funeral service in San Francisco yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris paid tribute to her.
She was an American patriot, a giant of the Senate, and a dear friend to Doug and me.
That service took place on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. Feinstein, the first female mayor of San Francisco, passed away last week at the age of 90. Is another hat going to be thrown into the House Speaker ring?
Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. With 35 years of private sector experience, he believes he possesses the necessary skills to unite and accomplish goals.
It's not something I came here in Washington, D.C. to do, but when you have people asking you about taking a different direction than what we've done historically in this Congress, and then, you know, we're doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, where leadership just keeps ascending through the ranks, and people have asked me about, you know, looking at alternate choice.
While not necessarily against allocating funds to Ukraine, a point of contention among some Republicans, he emphasizes the importance of transparency in how the money is allocated and spent by the administration. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. military yesterday shot down a Turkish drone that had come too close to U.S. troops on the ground in Hasaka, Syria, according to a U.S. official. The official said the drone had been flying in an unsafe and unsynchronized manner. Typically, the U.S. and Turkish militaries, which are NATO allies, work in close coordination in conducting air maneuvers. The incident follows intensified airstrikes Wednesday by Turkey in Iraq and Syria against Kurdish militant targets. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Crocs and cowboy boots are coming together. The footwear company said yesterday that it has a new foam clog that resembles a cowboy boot, complete with spurs. A press release said the buzz around a Crocs-inspired cowboy boot has been building for years. That cowboy boot Croc will come out on October 23rd and will sell for $120. Bunny taking home Artist of the Year honors after the Billboard Latin Music Awards. The Puerto Rican pop star took home 7 awards at last night's ceremony in Florida, including for Tour of the Year. Parts of the U.S. being told to watch out for dengue fever. The chief scientist with the World Health Organization said yesterday that mosquito-borne illness will take off this decade in Africa, Southern Europe, and the Southern U.S. as warmer temperatures create the conditions for the infection to spread. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion. No one matched all 6 numbers in Wednesday night's drawing, so the jackpot rolled up to what would be the 3rd highest Powerball jackpot and the 5th largest in U.S. lottery history. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.